it's temporarily Daily Breakfast Show for Wednesday the 15th of April 2009. Now, if you don't listen to it on that day, don't worry, because it's not... the fact that we're live this morning isn't going to affect your enjoyment of the show, but we need to start by having a look at the weather. Now, it's lashing rain outside, it's absolutely pissing down from the heavens, so if you're going out, take an umbrella, just in case it's still raining on Wednesday morning when this goes out. In 2 days from now, so that's weather warning for you. And it's not an official warning from the Irish Meteorological Service. It's a weather warning from me. I've got eyes, and I can see that it's pissing down outside. And I think it's safe to assume, despite my lack of a degree in meteorology, I think it's safe for me to say that if it's raining like this on Wednesday, when you hear this going out live, you need to take an umbrella. Unless you're one of those people who can't be trusted with an umbrella. There's nothing wrong with that, but there are certain people in this world who, as far as I'm concerned, should not be allowed to have an umbrella. Should be something you need a license for. Because I get poked in the eye several times a day by people's umbrellas. I get stabbed in the heart. I get umbrellas shoved up my arse and between my toes and into my mouth. I can't go out onto the street for 5 minutes without getting stabbed to death by the end of a metal tipped umbrella by some arsehole. Now, I'm sure they mean well when they go out with umbrellas. All they're trying to do is to keep one little patch of earth dry for them to walk on. But it's like a little spotlight. If you're on the stage, spotlight follows you around. They're trying to have a dry patch that follows them around the stage that we call Earth. They're trying to keep it dry. But that makes no sense whatsoever, because if it's raining everywhere and you walk along the street and you get to a wet bit and you're carrying an umbrella, holding the umbrella isn't going to dry out that wet bit unless you stand there for several hours. That wet patch of ground is already wet, so no matter what kind of portable roof you may have with you, that patch of ground is going to remain wet. So the only way around that is to take a portable floor with you. To do that, you'll have to have that on wheels. You have to have a portable floor on wheels, and for safety you're going to have to be sitting down, so you'll have to have some sort of seat strapped to that portable floor. And there's no point having pedals on it, because then you'll have to stick your feet out under the floor and they'll get wet. So you'll have to have an engine and doors and windows. Basically, you're going to have your umbrella is going to be a car, essentially, if it's going to be in any way effective. So that's, frankly, that's why I frown upon umbrellas. They're using up all of the world's precious energy resources and fuels, when that fuel could be saved for the precious... precious fuel that we need to fuel our cars. We don't need these fuels to be wasted on fueling some umbrella when you could just as easily wear a baseball cap. I wear a baseball cap when it's raining. I have the peak of it sticking out over my glasses so that my glasses don't get fogged up with rain. I don't have a peak sticking out over the back, although that would be a good idea, because it would stop the rain flowing down my back and into my anus. Not that that's a problem usually. I suppose if you have proper posture, that's not going to be a problem at all if your back is at the right angle. But sometimes when it's windy, the rain blows a particular way, and that is a possibility. But I suppose you can't plan for every contingency. I suppose if you're going to an interview or something, you'd have to bring an emergency rainproof scarf just to protect against that, because you don't want to be sitting down on the interview chair and get a squelching sound from your arse because it's water laden and you didn't realise it until you sat down. So there you go. Anyway, as I say, I'm delighted you could join me on this bright and sunshiny Wednesday morning. Sorry about the weather, but that was arranged 2 days ago when we were recording this, so it can't be helped. But we must stay positive. This is the morning. This is the morning show. You're probably on your morning commute into work. You're going to your big fancy important job, and the last thing you need is me coming on and being miserable and saying it's pissing rain out. You're going to need an umbrella, and you're going to get stabbed by someone else's umbrella. Well, you need me. You need positivity. That's what you need. You need me to say, wakey, wakey, it's time to get up. I'm the morning DJ on IntoYourHead.com FM, and here's some sunshiny music. Unfortunately, I don't have a license to play any music, unless I pick some crap music off the internet, or I make some up. I suppose I could make up a cat song now while I'm here. But I don't really think cat songs are suitable for the morning. Many of you are trying to escape out to work without giving your cat any food. You don't want to be held up. So if your cat hears a cat song coming out over the headphones, that's going to wake them up, and they're going to stop you at the door and say, give me some food immediately. I'm starving. I'm going to make you late for work. And that'll add a downer to your day. It'll be like the opposite of an upper. It'll be like basically having 3 pints of beer on your way out the door. That's an approximation of how much of a downer that'll be for you. It might give you a bit of a buzz at first immediately. But by the time you're halfway to work on the train, well, for one thing, you're going to need an almighty piss. The train's going to be packed, so you won't be able to get to the toilet because there's all people standing in front of it. So you're going to piss your pants. You'll arrive at work with your trousers soaking, and you'll have to say, oh, there was something wrong with my umbrella. It didn't protect my legs today. It's probably windy. When I say windy, I don't mean a euphemism for farting. I mean the weather. There was a wind blowing, there was air moving at high speed from one end of the horizon to the other, or from one horizon to the opposite horizon, whichever, I don't know. Is there two horizons, or is there four, or is there one giant horizon that goes round in a circle? I suppose it depends what part of the planet you're on. I'll just check out the way. I can't see an horizon at all out the window. There's all houses in the way. As far as I'm concerned, from this point of view, the horizon doesn't exist. And if it does, it's invisible. It's being blocked out. I was never one to trust horizons anyway. They seem to be a movable feast. If you go along into some flat plain that's several miles wide, and you look at the horizon, and then you travel a couple of miles on and look at the horizon again, the horizon has stayed the same distance from you as it was, but has changed. There's something different about it. Basically it's moved. It's all a trick. Horizon is a trick of the eye. It's there for the earth has put it there to trick you into thinking that it's like one of those on Star Trek The Next Generation. They have those holographic worlds, and they have little visual tricks to make the person using the hologram think that world is bigger than it is. Or like in a computer game, that's a better analogy. If you're in Grand Theft Auto, sometimes you'll turn right and you'll try to go down that street, and you'll find it only goes so far. They've made it a cul-de-sac, and they have a big field there, but you can only go halfway across the field, and then you can't go any further, even though you can see further. It looks like there's more stuff there, but you can't enter it. That's basically Horizon is Earth's Mother Nature's computer games designer version of that. It's to make the world look bigger than it is. Most of the world doesn't exist at all, or it only exists a bit at a time. The part that you're in at the moment exists. If you want to go to another country, that's why you need a passport. It's a delaying tactic. It's a stalling tactic that Mother Nature has, so that she can create that other bit of the world before you get there. She says, I'll need 2 to 4 weeks to send out your passport, and to create a bit of land over there on the Earth. and find some way of making it appear that it exists. Otherwise, you're going to think I'm less powerful than you do at the moment. Regardless of whether you believe in me or not, you probably think I'm just science at work. But even still, you're going to be less impressed by science than you are if I don't come up with the goods and invent another mysterious part of the world to go to. That's why everyone takes package holidays to the same places. It's a trick by Mother Nature to only come up with so many places. Most of the world hasn't been created at all. She just tells you, oh, that place is dangerous, you don't want to go there. I'll make some Discovery Channel documentaries about it for you and write some books, but don't go on trying to travel there. Not because it doesn't exist, it's just that you shouldn't. I advise you against it for your own safety. There's a war going on there. Look at the History Channel. I mean, look, I know that's in the past, but that's still going on. It's the recent History Channel. It's a digital channel on channel 582. It's called the Current History Channel. And all stuff that's going on now and will be history in the future. It's like the History Channel plus one. It's on a 1 year delay, except it's minus one. It's a 1 year not delay. It's showing next year's history, which is the present and which will be history next year. So it's basically the history of the future, or stuff that's going to be history in the future, if you know what I mean. Anyway, good morning.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalker's forum guest book
no longer exists.
Intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system.
Intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Intoyourhead.com.